All right, Carrie Madé.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Brandon?
Glad to have you here. Yeah. I've interviewed you on radio,
but
never on TV.
Yeah.
And my CJ Wheeler, our publicist, will tell you that I had a list of people that I wanted to interview. I had Alan Keyes on the list, and Dr. Artis, and Scott, who I just had, and Eric Napute, and Carrie Madé. And I have I have Tenpenny on the list, but I can interview her pretty much anytime because I produce her show.
Yeah.
But I kept saying I have to have Carrie Madé on my show before I go. So I'm glad I was pretty adamant about it. Because if I'm going to come all this way and set up, I have to at least have to interview you. Because you were one of the very first doctors that I interviewed on this. I don't know if you remember my interview.
I do.
So many people interview
you. I remember.
But you were one of the very first doctors that I interviewed. And so I kind of wanted to get your take on what we talked about. Because if you remember, maybe you don't, but I do. Saying some things on the interview that were well, people would think it was kind of way out there. You're like, woo,
I know.
Cuckoo.
Yep.
But everything you... And then the other person I was interviewing a lot was Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Yes.
Both of you were saying things, and people were emailing me, not many, but a few. This is crazy talk. Why are you interviewing these people? This is nuts. This is crazy. Everything that you and Dr. Judy were saying early 2020, here it is.
Unfortunately, yes, it's coming true. And... you know, to build on the things I was telling you about before, I told somebody I had the opportunity to actually look at one of the vials of Moderna under a microscope.
Let me check your audio. Is her audio okay, guys? Because she talks softer than Dr. Artis.
But
she's a lady, unlike Dr. Artis. It's not, clearly. We believe in male and female, so there we go. So you can speak up a little bit, but they say you're okay.
So I had the opportunity to look at one of the vials under a compound microscope, something like you'd have from high school, so nothing high power. And it was a vial that was already used for injections, and I had the leftover from that day. So it was fresh, put it under the microscope with a colleague, and I saw in the lab there that over 2 hour period of time, this is just the fluid, nothing else.
This is your camera right here, by the way.
Okay, fluid, nothing else. There. Over time, colors appeared in the fluid, which is very unique, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't know what could make colors appear if there wasn't a chemical reaction. And I was told by an engineer that that could be a semiconductor material. So this is just observation. I don't know for sure. But as observation was going over 2 hours, filaments or a string-like appearance was appearing in the fluid. Little cube-like structures were appearing. This is very synthetic. This is not organic. I didn't see in the ingredients where this could be, right? And also these particles that look metallic, different kinds of metallic-like structures. So these are things that other researchers have been reporting, right?
Right.
Maybe a couple things that looked graphene-like, not as much as La Quinta Columna had reported. So... this was a synthetic kind of biology in a way, right? So this was very disturbing to me. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to see it with your own eyes. And so this was an alarm call to myself that we needed to put a moratorium and look at more of these vials. Is this the same what's happening in Texas or Michigan or California? Are they different or the same? Who knows?
Right.
And what exactly was I seeing? I don't know. I'm just describing the visuals. I don't know what it is. We need more testing.
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, this looks, there's a little bit of almost a self-assembly going on, an aggregation of these particles together, as well as a color, the colors coming about. So almost like if it was a self-assembly, a program. Again, we talked about some of these things being an injectable computing system.
So
just
when
like
we have
Moderna
the guy,
has said.
Yeah, so we have the guy at the TED 2017 conference saying we can hack the software of life.
There
we can give information therapy.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you've seen it. I played it on television the other night and played the audio for radio the other day. 60 Minutes did a piece this year.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it or not, where they show a vial, and vial is this green little thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is 60 Minutes, all right? I mean, 60 Minutes is even admitting
this.
And the doctor they're interviewing says, yeah, see that little green thing in this little bitty vial?
Yeah.
Well, we inject this in someone, and then it can do diagnostics and tell us a couple days before they actually are going to get sick. So this is obviously something that does diagnostics and then sends information.
Well, yeah, and I've talked about this because I learned about this in the business owners meetings in Atlanta. They talked about the same thing. Business owners, not even the scientific meeting. This isn't about a, you know, medical meeting. This is different companies that wanted to augment the behavior of people, and they felt that it was their job, their right to be able to do that without anybody voting on it. And they introduced this kind of technology and said, we can do this through the smartphones of everybody's phones, right? We can do that through the health app, and we can accumulate the data from these people by your electrodermal analysis, which is your lie detector test, voice inflection, see how much alcohol you're drinking, the drugs you're taking, even the thoughts, perhaps the dreams. And all of this is accumulated. And if this the parameters for this particular group was about lying. So if you lied about even the location you were at, there would be an instant repercussion. What that was, they didn't go forward with it. But they also said after maybe 1 or 3 months, all the lies were added up. And then if you were a liar, not a good human, then a social credit negative system would be enacted on you, like not good enough mortgage on your home. You couldn't get into a certain school. You couldn't eat good food. Perhaps the digital cage that you were in was not even, it wasn't very big. Mm. I mean, they just talked about this nonchalantly. And all these other people, I guess, in this meeting, I was new. They were already used to this concept. They were like, yeah, this is the way it should be.
Wow.
And
it's like Minority Report or something out of a sci-fi movie.
These were tech industries, some bigger companies, and then I was a small fish there. So, of course, I didn't agree with it. I never went back, although I probably should have to get some more information. But I was blown away. I couldn't understand how this was even talked about in a general meeting of business owners. But they felt, well, if we control the people, they'll be nicer, less racist, and less or more amenable to a different culture. So we can get more industries to be agreeable to move here. This is what they said.
Wow.
They did talk about monetizing off of this. They did talk about lack of privacy. That was an issue. But they did say, who's going to make money off of this? That was actually brought up as well. I mean, so we have to know that what are other people thinking that are in positions of power and influence? Because this maybe it will work, maybe it won't work, but this is what they think about it.
And this falls into that technocracy realm, doesn't it? Technology and then controlling people, technocracy.
Yes.
Using science and this kind of technology to control the masses.
Yeah, like we're just little puppets, or we're a video game to them, right? I mean, this is not right. And if you ask a lot of these people in these meetings, you know, they don't believe in God or Father Creator. They believe they can become gods. They believe there are controllers and they're controlled.
That, you know, controllers and controls, that's what Friedrich Nietzsche talked about. Friedrich Nietzsche, who Mussolini studied, Hitler studied. Friedrich Nietzsche, one of the founders of postmodern thought, he taught master morality and slave morality. And slave morality. And you know who he said would make the great slaves? He said Christians and those who believe in absolute truth will make the best slaves, because they're so stupid that they actually believe in absolute truth. They believe in helping the elderly, the infirm, the sick, and versus survival of the fittest. Of course, Hitler took Darwinian evolution, survival of the fittest, and he merged it with the Superman concept of Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Darwinianism merged with Nietzsche. Hitler liked to have his picture taken staring at a bust of Nietzsche, took some of the collections and writings of Nietzsche and handed them off to Mussolini. You know, and yet this is one of the fathers of postmodern thought.
Yeah.
Well, two of the most read people on our college campuses today are Friedrich Nietzsche and Michel Foucault.
Yeah.
And Michel Foucault is a French philosopher who liked to infect people with AIDS, have sex with them, infect them with AIDS, and call it, a whole new exhilaration. These are nut jobs, right?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. This is who Hitler's studying and admiring. But he taught the concept master morality, slave morality. The slaves would be those who believe in absolute truth, conservatives, Christians. Mm-hmm. And then you got one of the guys from the Frankfurt School, Herbert Marcuse, who coined the phrase make love, not war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He actually wrote a paper in 1965 called Repressive Tolerance. He said, we're going to be more intolerant than the right. He perceived the right as being intolerant because they believed in absolute truth as well, like Nietzsche did. And he said, what we're going to do, though, to deal with them is be more intolerant than they are. So he wrote a paper in 1965 called Repressive Tolerance. He said, we're going to deprive them of their freedom of speech and their freedom of assembly. Now we have cancel culture, right?
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is we already have a bunch of sickos, whether it's Herbert Marcuse, whether it's Friedrich Nietzsche, who've already said our target are conservatives and Christians and people who believe in absolute truth. Now you're setting up a system with technology where we can actually track them, and then basically perform what I've been calling chemical lobotomies on them.
Yes, exactly. These, when they went into the instant repercussion for lying, they did use the word shock, which...
Like shock treatment?
Well, that made a gasp out of the audience. And there, and this was a doctor that was speaking on this. And he said, oh, I guess that's a harsh word for you. I'll use the word buzz. I never understood what that meant. But looking into what they could do, you can send a frequency from any device, like a smart device. And if you have a substance inside of you, like a hydrogel, for instance, which is a nanolipid particle, it could release a drug. It could release a toxin. It could release a hormone. It could release many things. Because it's innumerable what this hydrogel can do and what it's programmed to do. And you can create substances within your own body. And of course, our bodies can. But what if something was directing it to do that? I'm just giving a hypothesis. What I'm saying is be careful what you're accepting into your body and know what you're accepting into your body. They're lying to us about all the ingredients. They won't tell us everything, right? Some of these are the secretive formula that they have. But we do know enough that they are using a substance called hydrogel, which, please look that up. You know, the company Profusa starts to tell you all the things it can accumulate data. And going in the same vein of the luciferase, like you said, with the bioluminescence, mm-hmm. I just left a...
And by the way, repeat the name of it.
Luciferase, like Lucifer race.
Exactly.
The Lucifer race. Because you have to understand, we have the light of Jesus Christ inside of us. The people that are doing this, they believe in a different God, an AI God almost, right? And their own light, a fake light, which is Luciferase, you can light up. So some of these people getting injected have now reported that they have a black light on them and they're lighting up in their veins. I don't know how many people can do that, but that's being reported. Now, this is the interesting thing. Certain cities across the US and Europe now have black lights on their highway. I just saw this last week leaving Grand Rapids, Michigan. There was three spots on the highway leaving Grand Rapids, black lights on the highway. Nothing else around. The eeriest thing, I took a video of it. What are those for?
What are they for? Now see, this again is getting into that category like we were in early 2020.
Yeah.
Where we're talking about stuff and you're thinking, that's so far out there. But now this stuff that you and I were talking about in early 2020 that we all thought was way out there is actually, everybody's talking about it now. So again, you guys are on the cutting edge of tracking this because you're onto them. Onto them, and you know what to watch and where to watch. I don't know if you have watched any of my interviews with Karen Kingston, the former Pfizer employee.
Oh, no, I have seen some of hers.
I've done three TV interviews with her at WVWTV.com. I put one up on YouTube a couple days ago just to see what happened. Of course, they pulled it down immediately. Yeah. Got me two strikes. I can't put anything up for 2 weeks, and if I get another third strike, I'm done. But I don't care because we have frankspeech.com and Lindell TV and WVWTV. But anyway, I put that third interview with her up at WVWTV.com. She's talking about a lot of these things, and she's using – well, here's the funny thing is Google YouTube kicks that show off. But where she's showing in her PowerPoint CDC and FDA documents. Yeah. So, I mean, we're just showing the government documents, right?
I know.
And they're booting the show off. But what I want to talk about in regards to a doctor that called me yesterday that I've talked to once before.
Okay.
He's been communicating with my wife quite a bit. And due to my schedule, I can't talk to him as often as I'd like. But I was able to take the car ride over here yesterday to spend time talking to him. He's telling me that he has video and he's going to send me the video. He's going to send me the video of the fact that he does have patients that magnets are sticking to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've laughed at people who've said this, but he says, look, I've done this. And I've got the video of some of my patients. It's something magnetic, and it's sticking to them. Then he said, I went out and I bought on Amazon a $100 device, which will sweep for any listening devices, right? Anything that's putting out a signal.
Yeah,
so if you're worried that someone's bugged your house, you could buy this $100 device and sweep your house with it, and it'll pick up, you know, that a signal's being sent and goes off, right? I've seen them. I've had security guys in our home and doing security, and people come through the home and sweep the home before a VIP comes in, right? Mm-hmm. So, or they can sweep it afterwards based on who we've had a group of people come to the house once to do some documentaries and stuff. And there was one or two people we weren't so sure about them and who they really were and what their background was. It was like sweep the whole studio. So the guy comes in with a security team we work with and swept the whole studio to make sure we don't have any listening devices left behind. So it was a very simple device. You could pick up the signal with. So he bought one of those and he put it on the arm of a couple of his patients, and nothing happened. So then, being a doctor, scientist, he thought, if it has something in it that does diagnostics, as Karen Kingston and others are saying, and even 60 Minutes is saying, this little gel, the little green thing in it they're showing, sends out diagnostics and tells that you, hey, the guy's going to be sick in a day. Mm-hmm. Is it sending a signal? So he then brought in a cell phone with 4G, 5G, and he put it up to the person, and he started getting a signal. So he pulled the 4 or 5G phone away to make sure that wasn't where the signal was coming from. And even after he moved, now again, before he brought in the cell phone, he said nothing was happening. He says this is all on video. Okay. I'm just telling you what he's telling me. Okay. I'm just telling you what he's telling me.
Well, this goes along with that business owners meeting I was at.
So after he removed the 4 or 5G phone, now the arm of the patient was still sending the signal. But what he was saying is apparently to him, it took the 4 or 5G to awaken whatever was.
Sure.
Ups to start sending some
signal. Or maybe polarize it. We know that.
Something. So I'm just telling you what he told me yesterday. I'm not saying I validate it because I don't know. I'm just telling you he's told me, but I've known the guy for a while. He is an MD. He is a doctor. I know what he's doing, who he is. And he is sending us all kinds of videos and all kinds of documentation on his own personal research. Now, this is all his own research.
Sure, yeah.
And I just want to ask you, does this sound crazy or not?
Well, I can tell you when people were complaining about the transmission symptoms happening, they were around other people. Well, it sounded like to me it was more of radiation kind of symptoms they were getting because they could get better after a while and they went around the person that got sick again. This is early on. And so I said, well, maybe just look if there's a frequency coming from the person, right? And so I had many people take groups of people in offices where half were injected, half weren't. They took a tri-field meter, something like that. And the people that were injected all were registering higher on the EMF meter. The people
EMF
that weren't,
would be electromagnetic force or frequency?
Yeah. So something like you would pick it up on a cell phone or a computer or, you know, even a television that's on, something like that. And so the people that weren't injected, now everything was the same as far as nobody had any of their devices around them, right? That wasn't there.
It's a clean environment.
Clean. And so the people that were injected were registering higher. This has been reported in many different places across the country. So they are emitting something synthetic.
So this doctor that I talked to yesterday is not the only doctor conducting these researches.
Yeah.
So some what I'm telling you is not new to you at all.
No.
And so that's why I brought it up to you, was to say, can you validate this? And what you're telling me is you are hearing from other medical doctors doing these same kind of tests.
Absolutely, yes. And then look up the company Profusa by DARPA. They've been doing this technology out in the open. So at first it was just for diabetes.
We just went into this with Peter Santelli the other day.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on his show?
No.
Okay, we went into DARPA. Yeah. Tell our audience who DARPA is for those who don't know.
The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
It's a government agency.
It's a black ops kind of agency, and they do all the most sci-fi things. If you look up what they can do, it will really blow your mind away. Just
and we looked up Profusa. I think we looked up their website while we were on TV and showed people the website.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about that. So what is DARPA and Profusa doing?
They are putting. They can do something that's under the skin that's very synonymous with your tissue, and it's a hydrogel. It's just like the nanolipid particle is a type of a hydrogel. So same substance. And then your body does not reject it usually. And so this is kind of acting as a wireless device so that it can be transmitting information to like your smartphone or a computer or something else. So now you are becoming a wireless device just like anything else. And it's able to accumulate data. So at first it was diabetes, your blood sugar, sounds great. But then they go into other things it can accumulate, right? All your blood pressure, then they're adding more and more on. But we do know by the technology they can record your thoughts, even your dreams. Now this goes into, if you think this is so crazy, look at the World Economic Forum, the plan for all of humanity by 2030. Listen to what they say, look on their website, by the year 2030, all humans will A, have no privacy, will own nothing, but you'll be happy.
Yeah, that's right on their video.
And then all of your dreams and thoughts will be recorded to this central, you know, supercomputer. And hopefully nothing that you dream of or think of will go against the narrative of the time, because you could be in trouble for what you think or dream. This
it
is
sounds
their best
like a sci-fi.
Marketing. This is their marketing ploy to us. That means it probably is worse than that, right?
Right.
So we have to wake up to what others think that they can do. Now, whether or not they can do it is, we don't know. But
this is what they want to do.
That's what they want to do. So we have to be wise as serpents, as gentle as doves. So you have to know this, even though it's scary stuff. Because we have a window of opportunity to say no and stop it. Because look at the writing on the wall. Look at the black lights on the highway.
Yeah.
This is something they're serious
about. And they're talking
about
social credit scores.
Oh, yes. In the meeting, it was social credit system, just like China. You know, and think about it. We're so digital now, right? Mm-hmm. People don't have a lot of skill sets anymore. We don't know how to do a lot of service. I mean, we're service oriented, but we don't know how to do skills or make products. They kind of have us, right? And people are becoming more dependent on the government. All the hospitals are taking government money. These businesses are taking
Look at all the chips right now that are missing. And because all the chips and things is putting everything back. You know, everything's back ordered, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's so much there. You have to say there's something not right with what's going on. And, you know, look at the data. They have poor research. Our science changed overnight. Nothing makes sense. Why are we trusting them with what is inside of our body? And look at the people behind this. I always tell people, look at the people that want this genetic manipulation or modification. Look at the people that are behind this kind of, you know, biosynthesis that they want in the body. They've been to Epstein's Island. You know, they believe in being atheist or becoming gods. This is against everything in my body. They believe in the number 666, using that everywhere. Lucifer, the symbolism is huge. There's not anything I stand for. I don't want anything near my body that stands for that.
Remember Alice Bailey? I mean, Alice Bailey was an occultist promoting the idea of Lucis Trust. Yeah. It was originally called Lucifer Trust.
Yeah.
Lucifer Trust, and then they changed the name to Lucis Trust. And Alice Bailey ended up writing some 10,000 pages with her spirit guide or master guide, known as the Tibetan, who I think was a demon. And she ended up greatly influencing Robert Mueller, who was Assistant Secretary Director of the United Nations. And, of course, he went on after he left there, after 40 years or something at the UN, to start a school in Texas to teach teachers how to teach Alice Bailey. Yeah. And so some of your biggest globalist people love Lucis Trust, which was originally Lucifer Trust. Everybody can look this up. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about decades and decades of people being happy to identify with Lucifer or Lucifer Trust or Lucis Trust. So they openly identify with these things and they're happy to do that.
This started, well, probably before World War II, but a lot of this came together in World War II. We're just seeing the continuation of that. You know, this was all the Tool Society, the Royal Society, Hitler conjuring up demons. I mean, this is a spiritual war we're
Absolutely. And now you got Black Lives Matter openly on video saying we pray to the spirits of the dead and we call them up to empower us and consult with us, the spirits of the dead, before we go. I mean, we got it in our face. We have them on video, you know, bragging about this.
I know.
Okay. Of course, Hitler took the well-known symbol, the Eastern symbol, and tweaked it to make the swastika. But the swastika is actually a very old occultic Hindu symbol, depending on, you know, even the Native American Indians before Hitler.
Yeah.
I have videos or pictures of Native American basketball team with what looks like the swastika on their uniform. Yeah. It's really just an Eastern symbol that the religious system of the Native Americans would have been into, or Hindus. I have a friend of mine who's Hindu, and she got married, and her husband got on the road going from Memphis to Nashville for their honeymoon, and she realized that they had these symbols where, you know, their car's been decorated by their family and friends, and with soap, someone had put this symbol that is very well known within the Indian Hindu culture, but to the average American, it looks like a swastika, right? But it's Hitler took and changed it a little bit. But if you go and look at this symbol in the Hindu religion, the average American would go, oh, that's a swastika. Well, no, it is different. Hitler took it and changed it to fit him. But they are where they know that the average person driving by would think that was a swastika.
Yeah.
They don't notice the little differences, right?
Exactly.
So she said to me, I told my husband, because I was asking her about this. I was saying, you know, I'm doing some research. Is this symbol similar to what Hitler did with the swastika? Oh, she said, oh, yes, let me tell you this story. We got married, they decorated our car, put this symbol on our car with soap. We're driving away. We're headed from Memphis to Nashville for our honeymoon. And I said to my new husband, I think we better pull the car over and wipe that off because everybody going by is going to think that's the swastika.
Yeah,
but it was a Hindu symbol because she was a Hindu.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this using of these symbols, as you're right, been around since World War II. Hitler is one of them. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And one of the guys that even before Hitler, that John Ruskin discipled Sidney Powell. Oh, not Sidney Powell. That's my friend, the attorney. Sidney Webb. Sorry, Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is not old enough to have been discipled by John Ruskin, nor would she be. But that's hilarious. Yeah. Sidney Webb. Beatrice and Sidney Webb helped to start the Fabian Society.
Okay.
Sidney Webb was discipled by John Ruskin. And John Ruskin also discipled the guy that started the Beers de Mind company that gave us the now scholarships that the Clintons and George Stephanopoulos and everybody gets,
which is
the Rhodes, right? So Cecil Rhodes is discipled by John Ruskin's. Sidney Webb is discipled by John Ruskin. They're all discipled by him. I think it was over at Harvard. I have to go back and check, make sure I got that right. Or Oxford. I have to go check. But anyway, that was one of their teachers.
Okay. Yeah.
John Ruskin dies before World War II, before Hitler.
Okay.
But you go look up his grave, he's got what looks like a swastika on his tomb. Yet this is John Ruskin that discipled Sidney Webb and Cecil Rhodes of the Rhodes Scholar, who wanted a world system, world global system out of Europe, a European, particularly Great Britain, a Euro-dominated world governmental system.
Yeah.
It's in their books. Okay, you can just go read books.
It's symbolism
everywhere.
But occultic,
right on his own tombstone, John Ruskin.
Well, even DARPA, their main AI program is called Nimrod.
Oh, boy.
Okay, this goes...
Nimrod, who started the Tower of Babel.
Yes, wanted to kill God.
Genesis 10 and 11.
Maybe he's Nimrod and Gilgamesh are probably the same person, character.
Right.
And, you know, also the father of occultism. You know, one of the one world religion, one world.
So, and who has Nimrod?
God.
Who has, is this is DARPA?
DARPA has an AI program called Nimrod.
You gotta be kidding.
You know, Nimrod is why, one of the reasons why we went to war with Iraq, because our special forces, the Wall Street Journal has an article on this, how we sent our Delta Force, all the special forces. Why would we do that over his tomb? And there's a bloody battle between who, I don't know, but at least us. And it was undecided what happened to the body, but supposedly his body was incorruptible, called. So it was
Nimrod's body.
Yes. And he wasn't quite human, if you read about it, you know. And his the artifacts were found, and a resurrection chamber was found. Okay.
This is almost like the Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they have to get the Ark of the Covenant to have power to empower.
Hitler was looking for all these artifacts back then, too. It was no secret that they're all after this. And so even if you don't believe it, they believe it.
They believe it. Yeah, that's the point.
That's important to know.
Yeah. And, of course, Nimrod started the Tower of Babel and their globalist system. And we're going back to this whole Babylonian
system. But the idea is, what if his body was found?
Yeah.
Could they use like a Jurassic Park, some of the genetics? I mean, you have to think about these things are crazy.
Yeah, they are
right?
crazy. And even if you can't do anything with it, to them, it has symbolism to them.
To them,
so
it
the
means
bottom line is this:
yes.
is, a lot of this is steeped in occultism, technocracy, transhumanism.
It is definitely that. The more you look at it, it's repeated over and over and over again in so many ways, in so many institutions, in so many families. You know,
and by the way, tell us, as we wrap up here, I want you to give your website, but also you're an MD.
DO, osteopath.
Okay, tell our audience what that means.
Okay, so...
I mean, you went to medical school.
Medical school, and, you know, I passed the boards with all the MDs, same kind of thing, same kind of residency training as the MDs. It's that we learn a different philosophy. We believe that we treat the body, mind, and spirit.
Okay.
And that the body can heal itself.
Okay.
But we are educators of what's blocking the body of healing itself. Structure and function are
so related. I do a lot of stuff to build up my own immune system.
Yeah.
Because I want my own immune system to protect me. So that's part of that.
We believe in preventive health and trying to, you know, we can use drugs or surgery if needed, but that's the last resort. So it's a little different way
which
of looking
at used to be common with MDs. They would get a lot of nutrition training.
Yeah.
And then when the Rockefellers came in with all the pharmaceuticals and everything,
exactly.
Nutrition went out the window. Everything's about a pill.
I think, you know, allopathic and osteopathic both are... The medical industry is not the same at all. It's very different than what we knew. It's all corporate-based now.
Yes.
It's all corporate-influenced and owned in a way. So, unfortunately, that medicine is not taught anymore.
And what is your website?
Serendipitygroup.org.
Serendipitygroup.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And
I still have a Twitter account. If I had to keep tabs on me, at Dr. Made.
And are you don't live here in the U.S. most of the time, right?
Actually, now I recently moved back.
You did,
from the Dominican. I'm in Georgia, and I do telemedicine as well.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Well, so good to have you here. And we'll
keep
us posted, will you?
I will.
Because it's getting weird out there.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right. Janet.